So what's the most important element to a successful, healthy, happy hour? Is it the music? Is it the drinks? Is it the stories? Is it the DVD? The answer is no. The most important element to a successful, healthy, happy hour are the people that you invite, the quantity and quality of people that you bring into the healthy, happy hour are going to determine how successful you are coming out of the healthy, happy hour. And we have a process. We call it pipeline, P-I-P-E, for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. And you see that right on the top of page 4 of your Healthy Happy Hour training guide. So P-I-P-E, pipe, we're going to start with the first P, which is prospects. And you've got lots of resources to help you to gather up your prospects. You've got electronic resources like your cell phone, your email, your Facebook. And then you have paper resources. Chances are you have business cards and address books and, you know, lists of people that you know. Chances are you know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and certainly dozens and dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds that you know that are within a 10, 15, 20 minute range of your home. So who do you want to invite to your healthy happy hour? Well, there's three categories of people: the easiest, the most interested, and the best. Who are the easiest people to invite to your healthy happy hour? They're the people that you know by your first name when you call them. These are the people that you're counting on to fill the room. So these are your family, your friends, your neighbors. But importantly, you want to have people who like to have fun, who like to go to parties, who want to be there, that are open-minded and inquisitive. So maybe you don't invite your sister-in-law or your brother-in-law who's going to sit there with their arms crossed. Make your decision as to who you want to have at your party. You want to have lots of easy people that are going to be a great audience for you, that are going to be supportive of what you're doing. The second type are the most interested people. These are the people that you think need to lose some weight, or maybe on the opposite end of the spectrum, people that are very focused on health and wellness, vegans and yoga instructors, and people that you think would be really interested in learning about these products. And of course, people who want to make money or need to make money. So who would be the people that you think would be most interested in this program? The last, maybe the most important category, but in some ways the hardest to invite, which are the best. These are your natural networkers. These are the people that are always sharing information, that are well-respected, well-informed. These are entrepreneurs and people who are financially successful, because ultimately, yes, you want people doing the 10-day transformation, but more importantly, you want people who are willing to share the program. So objectively, as you look at your list, you want to think about who are those best people. And we've made it easy for you to take all the people you know from your cell phone, email, Facebook, and put it onto a separate document. So we've created a simple document on page 5 where you can look at your product-oriented people that are your easiest, your most interested, and your best, and then your business-oriented people that are your easiest, your most interested, and your best. So this list right here has 48 blank spaces. And as you start to write in the names, then as you make your invitations, you can write that, yes, they're coming, no, they're not coming, or maybe they will. And it would be great for you to even have more than 48 names. So don't be afraid to have a blank piece of paper that accompanies this, where you continue to add on to those product-oriented people that are the easiest. So you want to write down your goals. As you start to make your list, you want to write down your goals so that you have them to review, because you're going to do this healthy happy hour several times. And importantly, you want to share this information with your upline. And as you start to build your team, you want them to do the same thing you've done. And you can start to compare notes, and for your group, get better and better and better to see the types of success rates that you can expect when you have a healthy happy hour. So by writing down how many people you expect to invite, how many people you expect to attend, how many customers and members you expect to get out of it, and how many new healthy happy hours you expect to schedule in the future, all of that will help to determine the success of your first event, your second event, and going forward. So use these documents to help you to structure your invitation list, and you want to just get out there and find lots of people and high quality people that are going to be open-minded and supportive of your healthy happy hour.